Utah's governor and the state director of the Bureau of Land Management have formalized a land exchange involving 60,000 acres in southern and eastern Utah. The land exchange has been in the works since 2009, when then-Senator Bob Bennett and Congressman Jim Matheson worked to pass a bill authorizing the deal, but it's taken years to finalize the details. The agreement was signed this morning as part of Governor Gary Herbert's Outdoor Recreation Summit. The governor hopes this will lead to more agreements and better cooperation with the federal government on land issues.
As we see these successes occurring, you know, that ought to kind of be a pressure relief valve for people, because we can see some positive outcomes that are taking place and some success. And our local governments here, our local farmers and ranchers, our industry people should say, hey, this is a good thing. Our environmental community should say, hey, this is a great thing.
Tim Wagner with the Sierra Club says it's great that iconic landscapes such as Corona Arch and riparian areas along the Colorado River will be protected. But he says it's not all good news.
I don't think it was a positive move in that it allows us, the state of Utah, to develop, you know, more extremely dirty carbon-based energy like tar sands and oil shale.
Under the agreement, the BLM will get 25,000 acres, mainly in San Juan and Grand counties. The state will get 35,000 acres suitable for energy development, mainly in Uinta County. There's a link to a map of the exchange on our website at KUER.org. Dan Bomas, KUER News.